KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 8:02. An Anchorage man suspected of bringing alcohol into the dry community of Akiak was banished by the tribal court on Wednesday.
This is the first time we had a banishment hearing on anybody.
Lenora Glila is the tribal court administrator in Akiak. She says on several occasions, tribal officials contacted the Alaska State Troopers regarding Joseph Miranda's alleged bootlegging, but charges were never filed. Glila says the community has been hurting because of the amount of alcohol in Akiak.
The reason we took this action is because there's too much bootlegging going around, and other than that, he was also selling street drugs.
Miranda was notified on March 27th that a hearing would take place on Wednesday, April 10th to, quote, determine whether banishment shall be imposed for alleged bootlegging and dealing drugs. Glila says the tribal court held three meetings regarding suspected bootlegger Joseph Miranda. Glila says at the first meeting, three elder judges gave Miranda a warning. At the second meeting, the elder judges spoke directly to Miranda.
The second one was asked to come in so that our elder judges can speak to them, you know, to try and get them to stop. And then the third one, he never showed, so.
So the tribal judges, after 2 hours of deliberation, decided to banish Joseph Miranda from their community. KYUK reports that Miranda has ties to Akiak through his girlfriend. Mike Williams Sr., while not a member of the tribal court, is a tribal leader in Akiak. He made the recommendation before the court to banish Miranda. Williams says the alcohol and drugs moving into the village are hurting the people and tribe of Akiak.
When we see children suffer, when we see domestic violence and everything else, and our young people committing suicide, it creates a lot of problems with our children and with our families.
A small percentage of the village's 300-some residents gathered in the gallery, clapping and cheering at the court's decision. Lena Floss says she's proud the tribal court stood up and did something.
It's a hurtful thing to see our community members, my brothers, my sisters, my relatives drunk because of, you know, the situations that, you know, the people that come and bootleg. I'm an alcoholic myself. I drank from, you know, buying bottle from him too. It's, you know, I'm glad they're doing this. Put a halt to the community where it's hurting the community members.
Mike Williams Sr. says the tribal court will issue an order for the tribal police and the VPSO to take Miranda into custody if he is seen back in Akiak. If that happens, the tribal court has ordered Miranda to meet with them and the tribal council. GCI's project to bring the terrestrial broadband network into Nome and Kotzebue is well underway. Director for Broadband Development Bob Walsh says that Phase 2 of the Terra project, extending the network from Shaktulik to Nome, is expected to be finished by the end of 2013, and customers should be transferred over to the new broadband connection by January 2014. Being built, 4 new microwave towers and 3 remote repeaters. Construction on 1 repeater is already underway. Walsh says anchors are in outside of Golovin and construction should be finished there in May or June. The third phase of Terra Northwest includes construction of 6 new microwave towers and 5 repeaters to bring the network to Kotzebue. This final phase is expected to be finished at the end of 2014. As for the cost to customers and bandwidth difference for the new service, Walsh says he does not yet have those numbers. Elders and youth gathered yesterday to exchange traditional knowledge of marine mammal hunting at the final day of the Kuwerik Regional Conference. The youth came prepared with questions, asking first about the tradition of giving away the first catch to elders. Roy Ashenfelter, who was born and raised in White Mountain, says this is a really good thing to do. He says his dad made sure he followed the tradition and he was able to share his first catch with his grandmother.
Giving it away is important, but, you know, you see your grandma's smile, you see the dialogue between your dad and your grandma, and the people that receive this are just really, really happy. So it's not just, you know, you just feel so good inside in yourself to have done that, And you can see the expressions in the people that really appreciate the opportunity to receive the food.
Delegates also asked how respect is given to marine mammals while hunting. Vince Pickawana of King Island stressed that hunters don't go out to kill animals for the sake of killing them. He says that's not the Inupiaq way.
Don't ever play with animals. Our Creator didn't make them just for toys. And they're not toys, you know, they're for us to use. And now we share what we get.
During the second half of the discussion, elders shared knowledge about safety practices before, during, and after hunts, including what to pack, how to identify safe ice, and create emergency shelters. Roy Ashenfelter talked about how to properly handle a gun.
Gun safety is paramount in hunting. When you're done hunting, you take your bullets out of your gun. Everybody does that. That is a personal responsibility. You got your gun, we need to make sure that it is safe.
Vince Pickawana addressed the dangers of arguing on the boat when hunting and the importance of listening to those around you. He also emphasized that hunters should never think they are stronger than Mother Nature and that they need to listen to elders about when weather conditions are safe to go out on the water. About 20 youth delegates from around the region joined the seven elders for the afternoon session. The talk was put on by Kuwerik's social science program. And late last night and early this morning, the leaders of the Kobuk 440 sled dog race up in the Kotzebue region left Kayana on their way to Ambler. The first to leave Kayana last night after about 4 hours rest was Catherine Keith, who is running John Baker's team. She was closely followed by John Schandelmeyer, Jeff King, Hugh Neff, and Nicole Fail. The Kobuk 440 started yesterday in Kotzebue. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $65.40 an ounce to $1,496.60. An ounce of silver down $1.47 to $26.29. It is currently 9.5 minutes after 8 o'clock.